We continue with our tafsir of the Noble Quran, looking at selected verses. And yesterday we looked up until the last few verses of the surah. Now, in these surahs, Surah Tur 52, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts various questions to the kuffar, asking them that what is it that they have a problem with, and why is it that they find it difficult to understand the message? أَمْ لَهُمْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. That do they have a deity apart from Allah? Allah is pure from all that they describe. Do they have some god or deity apart from Allah who will come to their assistance when they are afflicted by any calamity? Whose worship has kept them in no need of Allah? They should remember that all these superstitious whims that they have, Allah is pure from any partners, associates, adversary or hindrances. وَيَرَوْ كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَاقِطًا يَقُولُ صَحَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. If they see a board falling from the sky, they will say, this is a mass of clouds. This is the obstinacy, this is the stubbornness of these people. The fact of the matter is that none of the above, none of what we've mentioned, is what the real problem is. The real problem is simply that they are obstinate and stubborn. It's just because of the fact that they are obstinate, that they are rejecting the true message, the message of Islam. They've conjectured various things, they've made various excuses, they've come up with various things, but that is simply to divert the matter, to defer the matter, to draw away attention from what the actual story is. And at the core of it, it is that they simply do not want to believe. That is it. They have 100 excuses, but at the core of it, there's nothing other than that. And how can it be expected that such obstinate and fanatical people will ever accept the truth? Therefore, Allah says, فَذَرْهُمْ حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي فِيهِ يُسْعَقُونَ. That, so leave them till the day that they see there within a thunderbolt will strike them. That is when the punishment of Allah will come upon them. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ كَيْدُمْ شَيْءَ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. The day when their plotting will not avail them in the least, nor will they be help. There is not much need to bother these people. Leave them alone. Stop bothering or concerning yourself about them. The day will come when they will see the end, when they will be facing the punishment of Allah. And it's only at that time that the reality will truly dawn upon these people. وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا عَذَابًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for such sinners is a punishment apart from that. Most of them do not even know that apart from the punishment of the after, there is also a punishment in this world for them. And this, at one stage, may have referred to the battle of Badr and also Ahzab, the battle that took place in the time of the conquest of Makkah, the Hawazim. All of these instances, the kuffar were defeated. And we need to take hope and we need to take lesson from that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ultimately grant victory to the believers. That the victory has been ordained, it comes in different forms. وَاسْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Therefore wait with patience for the order of your sustainer, for you are within our sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should continue waiting patiently for the instruction that would come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That instruction will come at its appointed time. Allah has ordained the time for that instruction, so he needs to be patient and wait for that. The system of Allah has a different time frames. فَإِنَّكَ بِعَيُّرِنَا. That you are within our sight. That you are within our sight, that we will give you the command. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حَيْنَ تَقُومُ. And then we are told that you should make the tasbih of Allah, glorify your sustainer, whenever you stand up, whenever you wake up, at different instances throughout the day. And it is because of this that the ulama have said that whenever you stand up from any gathering, whenever you've been sitting down for a while and then thereafter there is a gathering, then you should say this, that where Allah says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حَيْنَ تَقُومُ, proclaim the purity of Allah. After every gathering, one should say, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, la ilaha illallah, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And that would be a means of expiation of that gathering. So make the tasbih of Allah in the day, hina taqum, wa min al-layl, and glorify Allah in the night, the portion of the night, fasabbih wa idbar al-nujum, wa min al-layl, in the part of the night, proclaim the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wa idbar al-nujum, and also after the setting of the stars. This refers to the Fajr time. There's a special time at the time of Fajr, which is the time of acceptance. The Quran that is recited at that time, the Quran is accepted. Inna Quran al-Fajri kana mashhuda, is witnessed by the angels. So that is really a blessed time, the time of Fajr. And that is why we ought to be in dhikr, we ought to be in ibadah at the time of Fajr, so that we gain the blessings of those moments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who take heed from the messages of the Quran.